The Lord's placed upon my heart a word from Isaiah 59 and verse 19. It's a well-known verse. It says, "When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Lord shall lift up a standard against him." And the word standard and the idea of lifting up means to put to flight. And as we have this scripture open, let's just ask the Lord to be with us for our time today. Father, I'm thankful for the privilege of sharing the word today with these dear people. And I'm thankful for the opportunity. And I pray, Lord, now that we would be very mindful of the presence of our Savior, of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, to open our hearts and our eyes, our minds to the truth. And Lord, help us to remain strong in this evil day and to be faithful in all that we are called to do. Lord, bless us now, I pray, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Well, we know a little bit about biblical history, and to understand the prophecy of Isaiah and the time frame in which he was ministering the word, there were many, many challenges that came to the people of God. And when we think about the nature of the verse that Isaiah was given to speak about, when the enemy will come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. It helps us to realize that there is a certainty to the battle that is being spoken about here. It says, when the enemy shall come in, when the enemy shall come in. You know, going back to the very beginning of time and the beginning of the scripture itself, the devil has always been intent on opposing everything that God does and that he calls good. So the phrase, when the enemy shall come in, yes, it seems that the enemy has been in for a long time. And that should be for us as Christians no surprise. And believers, sometimes we can be a bit overwhelmed when we face the reality of the enemies that are around us. And I'm not even talking about the political or religious or world issues that are today. Mind you, they are a real concern for us as believers. What's going on in the Middle East, the war-torn areas of the world, especially when Christians themselves are often in the crosshairs of the attacks that come. And persecution is rising in many of the countries of this world. And in the West, we are not immune from this as well, because there is a great attack against the Bible, against Christian faith, against Christ himself. And that attack is intensified because the devil, well, he would understand his time is limited and his time is short. And so he is intensifying his attack against the believers when the enemy shall come in. The Lord Jesus told us that all who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And believers, as you are gathering for prayer regularly, and as we meet and face the issues in our own congregation, in our own denomination, our own churches, we know that the enemy is intent on overturning the work that we are called to do. But let us realize that there is a problem, and let's realize also the intensity of the attack. Because it says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. Recently, I have been reading a book on the Jonestown flood of 1889. And I've been fascinated to realize what happened when the South Fork Dam that was holding a reservoir broke. And the Johnstown that was about 14 miles down the valley from that particular dam, it was washed out by a 30-foot-high wall of water and debris that crashed through that town. And it's an alarming thing. There were over 2,000 people were killed, drowned, dislodged from their homes. And it has struck me again that these occurrences that happen in nature are but a picture for us, as the scripture tells us, the enemy when it comes in like a flood. And it almost seems that there is no escape from the devastation that will happen when the enemy comes in. And there's no way that we can physically or spiritually ourselves resist such an attack. But when these things come in like a flood, let us realize, friends, that we are not alone. And neither is it the first time in history that Christians have been under severe attack. And in the Western world, in Canada, in the US, the intensification of the battle against Christ and his word is coming home to us. And I believe that all of us need to be very much prepared for that is just around the corner. We do not know the day or the hour. And when that flood comes in with all its intensity, we must not be surprised about it. And we must understand that these things have been prophesied, the Lord has spoken about them. But here is the great hope for us, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Isaiah said, yes, the enemy, when he comes in like a flood, then here's the hope part, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord. That is our hope today. And I encourage you with this. The hope that we have is a hope that Christ is the Lord and King, that the Holy Spirit is God who is in control of these matters. And when the Spirit of the Lord comes in to help us, to defend us, to protect us, it is for us a great consolation. It is a great comfort. For those people in Johnstown in May the 1st of 1889, that flood came in with such intensity and with such speed that the sad reality is that many people were caught so off guard, even though the warnings had been given and they had heard so many warnings before about that dam going to break, they paid no attention. It's like crying wolf, and nothing happened. But it came for them on that day. And the point that we take from that is this, that in Christ, we know that we have a strong defender. There was one bridge that in that town that was not washed away. And that one bridge was able to stand for the debris and the power of the water that came down that time. And for us, Christ is the great bridge. Christ and the Holy Spirit is our great defender. And he is able to stand against the test and the force of time and of the devil. And so for us, we can rejoice today, and we are gathered in the place of prayer, and we are gathered with the hope that as we seek the Lord and as we pray against the devil and all his works, and we pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to be in us and working through us, through the very equipment and tool and power of prayer that he has given to us, greater is he that is in us. And there is for us also today the victory that is assured, because the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And that really means that the Holy Spirit will put the devil to flight. He will put the enemies that we have to flight against us. He is the one who is able to defend us, to be strong, to protect us in the time of our great weakness and the attack. Now, listen, let's not be surprised when the attack comes. Sometimes the devil will come, the attack against us personally. Sometimes it'll be against the family. Sometimes it's going to be against our church or our denomination or the entire Church of Christ faithful. And we must stand together, and we must stand by God's grace, and we must stand knowing that there is one who is standing in front of us to be our great protector, like a wall of fire that is around, like the angel of the Lord that encamps around them that fear him, and he has promised to deliver them. So let us not lose hope, but let us rather be confident in Christ, be confident in his word, and take up the challenge to stand, having done all that we can in our day to stand. Now, I close with this, because the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 6, he said, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, having the armor of God on. And as the Lord equips us, he will enable us to stand in our day. And as we do that, we remain faithful to Christ, and he will equip us. And whether it is the stand of a martyr, Christ knows. Whether it is the stand of someone who is a preacher of the day to be a defender of the word and truth, the Lord knows, and he will help us. And so let us determine by the grace of God. Yes, the enemy has always been around, and he will be around until the very end when Christ returns, and then he will silence. And by the sword that proceeds out of the mouth of Christ and the brightness of his coming, he will destroy the devil, the Antichrist, and all the enemies that come against him. And we are on the victory side. Sometimes, you know, we talk about fighting for the victory. Well, it should be changed a little bit like this. We are fighting in the victory, because Christ has already obtained the victory, and we are to rest in him. May God bless his word and our devotion as we come to prayer today.